实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Does the play start at 6 o'clock or 6:15?
Neither. It starts at 6:30 and ends at 8 o'clock. Text 2. Tom is certainly not so intelligent as George, but his grades are better.
Yeah, he works much harder.
Text 3. Is the lady standing by the window your boss?
Oh, no. My boss is the young lady with straight dark hair.
Text 4. The music, the environment, and the service are lovely.
Yes, but the most important of all, the food is delicious.
Text 5. Do you mean that both of your parents work?
So what? Only 10% of American families have a traditional working father and a stay-at-home mother.
Text 5. 从题中所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Yes, Jane? How can I help you?
Excuse me, sir. I hate to ask for favors, but I don't have enough money to pay my rent this month. Could you give me part of my next paycheck ahead of time? You see, my brother got injured a few weeks ago. I had to buy...
Don't say another word. You can have your pay for next week right now. Just go down to Human Resources and tell them I sent you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sims.
Yes, Jane? How can I help you?
Excuse me, sir. I hate to ask for favors, but I don't have enough money to pay my rent this month. Could you give me part of my next paycheck ahead of time? You see, my brother got injured a few weeks ago. I had to buy...
Don't say another word. You can have your pay for next week right now. Just go down to Human Resources and tell them I sent you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sims.
Listen to the seventh material and answer the eighth and ninth questions.
Have you ever eaten here before?
Only in the evenings. I didn't know until now that they serve breakfast, too.
That's what the Carolina Coffee Shop is famous for. People have been coming here for over 60 years for breakfast before going to the university football and basketball games. It's a tradition.
Oh, what's good here?
The best is their French toast. They take some pieces of French bread and dip them in eggs. Then they bake them. It's delicious.
I think I'll try it.
Okay, since this is your first visit to the Carolina coffee shop in the morning, I'll buy you breakfast.
Thanks.
Have you ever eaten here before?
Only in the evenings. I didn't know until now that they serve breakfast, too.
That's what the Carolina coffee shop is famous for. People have been coming here for over 60 years for breakfast. Before going to the university football and basketball games, it's a tradition.
Oh, what's good here?
The best is their French toast. They take some pieces of French bread and dip them in eggs. Then they bake them. It's delicious.
I think I'll try it.
Okay, since this is your first visit to the Carolina coffee shop in the morning, I'll buy you breakfast.
Thanks. I heard you started learning a new sport, Tom. What is it?
Kickboxing. It's a little like regular boxing. Two people hit each other with gloves on, but they can also kick. In that way, it's similar to Kung Fu. Of course, there are certain rules you must follow. You can't just hit and kick in any way you want.
Can you show me some moves?
I don't really know much yet. I'll show you after I learn more. After a couple of months, I should be good enough to go into a higher level. You can come to watch me in class then, if you want. I'll have to fight someone in the next level. If I do well, I'll be able to advance.
Okay, just let me know. I heard you started learning a new sport, Tom. What is it?
Kickboxing. It's a little like regular boxing. Two people hit each other with gloves on, but they can also kick. In that way, it's similar to Kung Fu. Of course, there are certain rules you must follow. You can't just hit and kick in any way you want.
Can you show me some moves?
I don't really know much yet. I'll show you after I learn more. After a couple of months, I should be good enough to go into a higher level. You can come to watch me in class then, if you want. I'll have to fight someone in the next level. If I do well, I'll be able to advance.
Okay, just let me know. Hi, Chris. You're just in time. I need some help here.
What are you making?
I'm making pizza.
That doesn't look like the pizza we get from the pizza shop.
I know. I'm trying to make it the Italian way.
Italian? I thought pizza was an American dish.
No. People have been making pizza for a long time. Not just in Italy, either. But I like real Italian pizza the most.
What's different about it?
Well, here in America, the typical pizza has thicker bread than in Italy. I found out that the bread part is usually very thin there. They also don't put a lot of cheese on it like we do here.
But I like a lot of cheese.
And in Italy, they don't add sugar to pizza sauce. It's salty and very tasty. Hi, Chris. You're just in time. I need some help here.
What are you making?
I'm making pizza.
That doesn't look like the pizza we get from the pizza shop.
I know. I'm trying to make it the Italian way.
Italian. I thought pizza was an American dish.
No, people have been making pizza for a long time, not just in Italy either. But I like real Italian pizza the most.
What's different about it?
Well, here in America, the typical pizza has thicker bread than in Italy. I found out that the bread part is usually very thin there. They also don't put a lot of cheese on it like we do here.
But I like a lot of cheese.
And in Italy, they don't add sugar to pizza sauce. It's salty and very tasty.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
In the 1920s,Scientists found a collection of bones near Beijing, China. They believed that the bones were human and that they were about 500,000 years old. They also believed the bones were important because they were from a little-known stage in the evolution of human beings. The bones were kept in Beijing until 1941. Then, because the Japanese army was moving towards the city,The scientists decided to send the bones to the USA for safety. Dr. Harry L. Shapiro, a former professor of anthropology at Columbia University, has been searching for them ever since. He believes they were stolen by the American Army officer whose job was to take them to the US. He could be right. After the war, a Chicago businessman offered $5,000 to anybody with information about the bones. A woman phoned him and told him she knew where the bones were. He arranged to meet her on the 102nd floor of the Empire State Building in New York. They met, and she told him that her husband had come home from China with fossils of a prehistoric man. She showed him a photograph of them.Then she walked away and was never heard from again. A few years later, however, a Sydney businessman reported that he had the bones and that he had buried them in a forest in Tasmania. He offered to say where for a large sum of money. Then he too was never heard from again. Someone, somewhere, has the bones, but nobody seems to know who or where.
In the 1920s, scientists found a collection of bones near Beijing, China. They believed that the bones were human and that they were about 500,000 years old. They also believed the bones were important because they were from a little-known stage in the evolution of human beings. The bones were kept in Beijing until 1941. Then, because the Japanese army was moving towards the city,The scientists decided to send the bones to the USA for safety. Dr. Harry L. Shapiro, a former professor of anthropology at Columbia University, has been searching for them ever since. He believes they were stolen by the American Army officer whose job was to take them to the US. He could be right. After the war, a Chicago businessman offered $5,000to anybody with information about the bones. A woman phoned him and told him she knew where the bones were. He arranged to meet her on the 102nd floor of the Empire State Building in New York. They met, and she told him that her husband had come home from China with fossils of a prehistoric man. She showed him a photograph of them. Then she walked away and was never heard from again. A few years later, however, A Sydney businessman reported that he had the bones and that he had buried them in a forest in Tasmania. He offered to say where for a large sum of money. Then he, too, was never heard from again. Someone, somewhere, has the bones, but nobody seems to know who or where.